Well, there's certainly affairs of the heart and libido in both, but how do I approach it? As a matter of fact, all three are, well, Hollywood would call it meet cute, but it's not really. It's meet with impact. It's almost as if their individual lives arranged for a moment of ripeness, and boom, they meet, and it's instant. It's not even just sexual chemistry. It's okay, yeah, oh yeah, this is what I was leading up to, and boom, they go for it. So I think it's that. I think I set them up to be ripe for the moment, and then there's not a lot of fiddle faddling around. It's almost like a battle, a positive battle, to go there. An author who's writing a naturalism would not want that inevitability. They would want the more, I won't say randomness, but whatever, they'll have to speak for what they really intend. I believe in the narrative, and I believe in the drive of plot, which doesn't shrink from being larger than life and more exciting than life, and driven by a purpose that's underneath that compels it along. So that's why it seems inevitable, because whatever the reason that they're going to get together and crash and fight and then whatever, there's something compelling it forward. These people are strivers, they're not wandering, and therefore they have a sense of purpose and drive. So that comes through in, you know, and I'm not reticent about that. So I let it be exposed that there's an intent.